This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. A man was shot and killed on a SEPTA subway train last night in what police describe as an act of self-defense. Authorities say around 7:30 last night, a man was assaulted by an 18-year-old on a northbound Broad Street Line train near the Girard Station. The 18-year-old was pacing back and forth when he started to hit the other man in the head, knocking him to the ground and continuing to hit him on the ground. The man on the ground then pulled a gun and shot him. He quickly climbed to the street and told a pair of police officers what had happened.
Except the police did take the suspected shooter into custody at the scene.
Except a spokesperson, Andrew Bush, the person shot later died of his injuries. Police Inspector D.F. Pace says the shooter was also hurt.
At this point, he has suffered some bodily injury to his head, some serious injuries there. So he will also be treated at a nearby hospital.
Pace says the shooter was licensed to carry the weapon and he is cooperating with investigators. Philadelphia police have reached a contract agreement with the city. Officers will get 9% in raises over 2 years, plus a $3,000 signing bonus. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Mayor Sherelle Parker says the award strikes a balance between the city's appreciation for police and its finances.
This arbitration award reflects the gratitude, along with our duty and obligation to the people of Philadelphia, to govern with a sense of fiscal responsibility.
The award includes a 3% a year increase in base pay each year, plus 1.5% a year of what the arbitrators called civilianization pay. That's a reward for letting the city put civilians in some jobs currently held by officers, such as court liaison, grants, and drone pilots. The panel also awarded longevity raises between 4 and 8% for officers with 3 or more years on the force, which the mayor said would help the city maintain public safety.
Retaining those experienced police officers, it's essential.
The FOP seemed pleased with the award. President Roosevelt Poplar congratulated members online for getting the biggest raises of any city employees.
The Philadelphia Firefighters Union is the last city union contract to be resolved. Their negotiations will begin in the fall. Investigators are looking for the cause of a house fire in North Philly that has left a 12-year-old boy dead. KYW's Sonny Morgan with that story.
Officials say they received a call for a house fire just after 5 p.m. on the 1900 block of North 25th Street. According to Assistant Fire Chief Anthony Bonpadre, smoke could be seen coming from the first floor, and they were told a child was trapped on the second floor.
Companies were on scene in under 2 minutes, and from what I'm told, all personnel on scene, fire, EMS, and police did everything they could and acted within the highest traditions of the fire department and the police department.
Bonpadre says the 12-year-old was located on the second floor and taken to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead a short time later. Robert Riley lives down the street and says he tried to help after he heard the boy's brother screaming for help.
I ran down there, I seen all the smoke, I snatched the door open, but it was so much smoke I couldn't get get to. It's a sad day around here today. That's all I can say.
Captain Michael Goodson is with the 22nd Police District.
It's a tragedy for this community. So for our men and women to have to respond to this and see something so tragic, it's something that really cuts to the heart of what we do as first responders.
In the meantime, a Bucks County firefighter has died of injuries he suffered on the job a week ago. The 3rd District Volunteer Fire Company in Bristol announced that member Ed Margovich died of injuries suffered fighting a fire last Friday in Croydon. They say he was killed working on a house fire that started in a van in the driveway early that morning. Authorities say it was being investigated as arson, but they have not offered any update yet. Markovich was previously a chief and fire police captain of the 3rd District Company Station 14. The company says he joined them in 1960 and he'll be remembered for his kindness, wisdom, and infectious laughter. Should the first round of SEPTA cuts go through as planned on August 24th, it'll affect thousands of Philadelphia school students. KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo takes a look at how one school in Busselton is preparing.
Many of the 1,600 students at Baldy Middle School in Busselton ride SEPTA to school. Baldy would see 4 SEPTA bus routes serving the school discontinued. Principal Bianca Gillis acknowledges that students having to transfer to different routes or to make longer walks may not always get to school on time.
Service reductions for us, they can lead to increased lateness and absenteeism.
She put out a message Friday on the communications platform Class Dojo, alerting parents and offering translations.
We have a lot of families who don't speak English at home and will have to navigate it.
Superintendent Tony Watlington in an interview said the district would be cutting late students some slack.
We will absolutely not penalize any child for any attendance issues that are no problem that they created.
Gillis said her school was holding out hope that the cuts would not occur, but trying to prepare parents either way.
Well, how does a Philly tailgate compare to one in Cleveland, Detroit, or even Dallas? A former chef for the Eagles has put together a collection of 6 recipes to get fans geared up for the football season, and you can even learn what fans of those other teams like to eat in case you plan to make an Eagles road trip. Here's KYW's Dave Uram with that story.
It's called Kickoff Kitchen, authored by Tim Lopez, who was first chef for the Eagles at the NovaCare Complex for over a decade. He loves the birds and loved working for them. But at the same time,
you can say Dallas sucks, but Dallas food does not suck.
Lopez, who now teaches culinary arts at Massbaum High School in Kensington, is fascinated with food culture. So he wrote a book of 64 recipes, an appetizer and entree, for the 32 NFL teams that are tied to that team's city.
This is a cookbook for every football fan, but what's cool about it is you don't even have to be a football fan to enjoy this cookbook.
The Philadelphia recipes are cheesesteak spring roll, cheesesteak egg roll, and an Italian Philly roast pork sandwich. Kickoff Kitchen will be released August 26th.
All right, Dave Uram, thank you very much for that. And that is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.